Jackie Cation, Laurie Kilmartin. Jackie Cation, Laurie Kilmartin. It's the Jackie and Laurie Show. The Jackie and Laurie Show. It's the Jackie and Laurie Show. The Jackie and Laurie Show.
We're here.
We're doing it. You're in New York City. Get a rope.
Whoa, Jackie.
It's an ad. Pace Picante sauce. I'm telling you.
Listenership just thinks you told me to hang myself. Okay? So please, they don't know what you're talking about.
The word you're looking for is unalive. I've had to actually put the word unalive in my hidden word, like a thing for Instagram and TikTok, because I do that joke about depression. It's a brand new joke that I did on the Don't Tell set, and it's been very popular, as well it should be, because it's a great joke, and it's not on any of my albums, so people are psyched to see it. But it's the one about my dad and suicide.
Yeah,
and so
that's doing well. Yeah.
It's doing very well. Yes,
I love it.
And so
did you have to hashtag? Like, did you have to do a trigger warning? Like, how do you get that to do well since it's about a sensitive topic?
I forgot to tell anyone that it was about a sensitive topic.
Oh.
Instead, I made sure to make sure everyone knew where the coat had been lent from and who had helped with my style, Kate Eve's style ethics. Because I had not been told by the social media person that I was supposed to say, ooh, by the way, this is about unaliving yourself, but don't do it. Don't do it.
I mean, for me, it's unspoken, but yeah, don't do it. Like, just in
right.
terms of, I need all the audience members possible. Don't do it, you know, but also your own and your family's health as well.
Right. Right. It just, no reason to lose your mind. Except, of course, that it's a time of madness, Lori. It's a time of madness.
It is.
How is your New York trip going?
So far, so good. So I had quite a week. I got passed at the Comedy Store.
Yes! Yes!
Crazy!
Woo-hoo!
Crazy.
How long did it, so you auditioned and then she told you a couple of days later? Or?
I did a set in the OR. And, well, here's what happened. I did Brittany Everett's show, The Barbie Show.
Okay.
I was telling you about that. We're in the green.
Yeah.
One of the wealthier comedians was talking about hectares. Like, so far beyond acres of land that she was buying, it was called hectares, which is, I think, how you describe states. Like, in terms of...
Is that how you pronounce it? I've only seen it written because I, of course, can't afford acres. Hectares.
Hectares. I don't know. I don't live in that world. But some people on the show did anyway. So it was that show. And so Emily, the booker, was at the show. I did very well. And then I was contacted about, you know, just doing an audition, but doing the potluck too. And so I did that. And they both went well. And so I got the call, which was so exciting.
And, I love that. And of course, it wasn't a fluke because, yes, if one show went well and then you did another show where the pressure was on, it turns out you also did well.
Well, Jack,
yes.
I tripped
yes.
and fell on the way to the stage because
maybe
gave me this intro that was out of control. And I was like, what? And I missed a step and I fell. But, you know, that happens enough that I'm comfortable saying.
I have to say that maybe Emily was psyched about the fact that you were willing to add a physical element to your stand-up comedy.
Yes, I said that's how I enter frequently. So heads up to all the hosts and all the people. Everybody up.
Jackie Fabulous about to take a... I left the thread. You got to put me back on.
Why?
I had to step away.
You had to step away.
Yeah.
You left several threads. I took a personal...
Oh.
because they're all the threats that I'm
right. I'm not on any other threats.
Okay.
So just know that I couldn't deal with a lot of sympathy for a series of errors that I had made. Remember the last time we talked, I told you that I had left my AirPod charger and my brick in Columbus in the taxi cab.
Right. And that was only the start, apparently.
Right. My week has been fraught with peril. That's all I'm saying.
Do you want to?
I can tell people because it's funny enough. I tried it on stage last night, so I've made some peace with it. Right. Lori. So that was Columbus, and then flying from Columbus to Minneapolis, I did Brian Regan's show. Super fun. Mm-hmm. Great. Good times. And then the next day I was flying to Minneapolis to do a show in Minneapolis with Maria, and then a show outside of Pittsburgh with Maria. Mm-hmm. And then she was going on to Buffalo, New York without me. Now I get to so the night before I'm to fly to Minneapolis, I can't find my wallet. I've gone.
Jackie, I know that.
Yeah.
I heard that 2 weeks ago. What's happening?
Right. Now? Well, I think, yeah, speculation is rampant.
Right.
And what it is it's also unwelcome. So there we go. Let's write down the words unwelcome, rampant speculation.
Unwelcome.
Yes. And So I left it for 90 minutes. I had to call the tour manager and ask him to bring the car so that I could check the car. The valet, there had been some trouble.
Right.
They brought the wrong car initially.
Okay.
Then I had to walk back to where the car was parked and then look there. Did not find it. And literally, I had been, and then I was like, well, just calm down. It's going to be what it's going to be. So I call Delta and I'm like, can I fly without an ID?
Yeah.
And they said, yes, yes, you can. Go an hour early because they will take you into the room.
Oh, God.
And they will, of course, cut you in half and count the rings or whatever they do.
Right.
Right. But so I decided to unpack my big luggage, mm-hmm, just to make sure, you know, that it wasn't, that I hadn't packed it away.
Mm-hmm.
And also to tidy up. Because now it was 12:30 and I'm like, just make sure it's done right. And so, and my call time was 4 to get to the airport. So,
well, that's a late flight.
4 a.m.
Oh, that's a fucking early flight. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So what time would you have to get there? At 3 a.m.?
Well, no, it was 6 a.m. So I wanted to leave there at 4 so I could get there at 4:30. Right.
Oh, God.
So at 1 or 12:30, I completely unpack my luggage and repack my luggage and find my ID, find my wallet in the, so
amazing.
Here's where
amazing.
Right. I had some small meltdowns where just did a little bit of whimpering.
Yeah.
Nothing too bad. And I felt like because of that patience, I was rewarded by finding my items. Now, so the next thing to happen is I fly to Minneapolis. I've had no sleep because it was 1:30. Right. And I was like, well, I don't want to fall asleep and then not wake up.
Right.
So at 4, I take the Uber to the hotel, to the airport, and I get on the plane, and there's a chatty person next to me, even though I have my hoodie up, my AirPods
in,
and I have a book in my hand.
And by the way, you're in first class at this point?
I'm not. I'm in Delta Comfort.
Okay.
And so I get to Minneapolis at like 9 a.m. And
you can't check in.
Can't check in. Thought I might have been able to get in early. Didn't check in. Instead, left my luggage at the Hampton Inn, downtown Minneapolis.
Right.
Playing the Pantages with Maria. Such a great show.
Yeah.
Called Tommy Ryman and Jake Johansson and had breakfast with them.
Nice.
So, yeah, super fun. I am very social. And so I do that, and then so at noon, I can get in.
Mm-hmm.
I sack out. I sleep for a couple of hours. I go do the show. Show's super fun. Really great. I go back to the hotel. I go to bed early, get up early. I have breakfast with another, with my old roommate from Minneapolis. She drives me to the airport early.
And now I get to Pittsburgh.
Minneapolis. I'm in Minneapolis airport flying to Pittsburgh.
Okay.
So I'm in the Sky Club.
Yeah.
Now remember, I have lost one brick. I've replaced the AirPod holder and charger, but not the brick because I have a backup.
Right.
So I've been in the Sky Club so long that I run through my brick.
Right.
And so I plug my brick in. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, it's time to go to the gate. Well, the gate is a 10-minute walk. I have planned poorly. There, by the way, is a Sky Club right next to my gate, I find out.
Oh, no.
I get mostly to the gate, and I remember that I've left my brick plugged in. And I think I can make it. Guess what? I can't. So I turn around to go back, and then I run, and I run, and I run. I get there. The plane's still on the tarmac. Doors are closed.
No!
They won't let me in. It won't let me in. My luggage is on the thing, so I go to the Sky Club right next to it, and I go, "Hey, can I get in?" And they're like, "No."
Jetway is still connected. Everything's still connected.
Yep. Fuck. Right. So I then have a genuine meltdown because I'm going to miss the show in Pittsburgh. I'm going to lose the money. I have a new chunk that I got to work on in Minneapolis that, quite honestly, Maria Bamford's audience is perfect for.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a larger meltdown, not big enough for it to go viral. Nobody's filming, right? So and then they're like, "Well, we can rebook you." And I was like, "I'm not going to make it." And they're like, "Well, we'll get you glass of water." And I'm like, "I would just like to sit over here on the floor and cry for just a quick sec. And then I'm going to regroup." And so I do that. And then they come over and they say, "You actually can't cry in the Sky Club."
What?
And I say, "Well, I'm going to go out into the airport and cry where you can. You can totally sit on the ground at an airport and cry. And no one says anything." But not at the Sky Club. Not. It seems it's not what they're looking for. It's not their vibe.
That's not cool.
Don't they know that I'm platinum? And Martha Kelly's calling me. Whatever. But the thing is, so then I'm like, "Well, I guess I'm coming home a day early." So I call Andy.
God.
And any number, but I mostly felt bad for the Delta reps who had to deal with this. And then everyone who tried to offer me any kind of solace by asking the same, so you couldn't just get on? It was still attached. And was your luggage? And I'm like, yes. Yes, I would have gotten on if I could have got on. There wasn't an early enough flight so that you could have made it to Pittsburgh. No, it turns out I would have gone on that airplane. Wait, your luggage is going to Pittsburgh? Yes, that's how checked luggage works. Checked luggage works exactly like that. So how's it working? You got hearing issues?
You know what? Here's what happened. I was hearing you the whole time, and I was going to, because my AirPods are useless for a second. So I was like, "Let me just take them out," because they're actually, what's the point? Because they're not working with the thing. When I took them out, Riverside stopped recording for a few seconds, but we're back up immediately. And now it's in my ear. So for the next time.
You guys. Yeah.
For the next time, if I'm not hearing stuff in my AirPods, I should just take them out for a second, put them back in. For next time.
And
yes.
If you missed, if you and of course the Jackie and Lori minions, the legions of
yes.
people who are listening, if there was a gap in that story, know that it wasn't that interesting.
It was to me. I'm fine. Riveted. So your luggage went to Pittsburgh and you
Pittsburgh.
Went to LA. How did it get home?
Here's the thing. Remember how they always say, if your luggage, then they have to take your luggage off because otherwise it's got a bomb in it.
Right.
So the bit that I'm working on is why wasn't I allowed on the airplane because my luggage was still on the airplane.
Right.
And what if it had been a dog? That's right. And then I did say to Andy, I was like, I thought about telling them that you were on the airplane and my heart was with you. And then he said the funniest thing, which was, in a box? Were we going to the Mayo Clinic? Anyway, so, my luggage went to Pittsburgh. I get to L.A. I get right off the plane because I don't have any luggage. But I did go down to luggage to make sure that my luggage was going. And so the next day I had to drive back to LAX and pick up my luggage. Which parking, $9. But it also didn't make any money, but was super set. I mean, just sort of felt like, you know, you feel like a hunk of junk. But then you're like, it is over. It is over. Yeah. And the other part of the bit I want to work on is the fact that for every bad thing that happened, there were at least 2 to 6 people who could have been turned into an audience to be on the receiving end of whatever tragedy I wanted to enact. And luckily, I, for the most part, didn't take advantage of that because they didn't buy tickets. And yeah.
I mean,
so it was a drag, is what I'm saying.
It is a drag. It's one of those things where you're like, what the fuck was the point of it? You lost money. Like, I see the point of it had the plane crashed. Like, you know, like Mark Wahlberg, 9/11, you'd be like, wow. Or whoever missed their flight, you'd be like, God was looking out for me. But the plane didn't crash. The show went on. Everything happened. All it was a net loss for you on every level.
And the woman who got to feature for Maria was psyched.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, my God.
I'd like to listen to her podcast today.
She was a comic of the week.
Oh.
I have to find out. But what was it? Right. So I'm right at the Sky Club and Maria starts texting me from the plane. She's like, are you on this plane? And I'm like, I am not on this plane. I am not going to make it. And I'm like, I'm trying not to be too upset. And she's like, I said, I'm glad we're doing this over text. And she goes, Jackie, I have missed my share of airplanes. You have to remember, it's just comedy. Nobody cares. which is something I've said to her any number of times.
Right.
So it is true. And so I said, well, do you want me to text TJ to get you a new feature and Jess to see if she can get the money back for the hotel? And Maria was like, yes. And then I had a task, Lori Kilmartin. And
okay.
Nothing will pull you out of a hole faster than being given a task.
Sure.
So it did help. And then I got on a plane coming back. I had been bumped up to first class, by the way, to Pittsburgh. Very sad.
Ooh, oh my God, Jackie. I didn't
know,
even
it just
need to
gets
hear
worse.
This. I don't, it's and, horrible.
Well,
and how long of a flight is that? Is that how many hours in first class?
Oh, to Pittsburgh? It would have, from Minneapolis, it would have been 2.5-3 hours. So, nice. But Minneapolis to LA, direct, LAX, last chair on the airplane at 3:15, only had to hang out for another hour and a half, was back in Maine, row 32. As I walked back there, I said to one of the flight attendants, I didn't know that this planes were this big anymore. And because... shitty thing to say as I walk by.
Yeah, but, what a snob. Now I see why it all happened to you. It was well earned, Jackie.
And then, but it was a window. And I watched Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny again. So it wasn't entirely bad. And then Andy called me and he goes, wow, you couldn't get on an earlier flight? And so he said that after like 3 other people had said it to me. And I just, this is, and it, I just let the silence kind of sit there for a second. And he goes, why don't I pick you up from the airport and we'll go out to dinner?
I'm sorry to hear about your divorce, Jackie. Too bad.
And so I have essentially been recovering from that sad sack moment for the last couple of days, but I recovered. It's fine. I'm it rained yesterday, a pile of rain, but today is beautiful. My cactus in the backyard bloomed.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a show last night at Dynasty Typewriter with Bronger and Brian Posehn, who talked about how you guys, he met you when you were both baby comics. Mm-hmm. And everybody talked about you this week, by the way. Jake Johansson.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. He was like, because he was telling me that we were talking about ambition. He has a new podcast, by the way, with Jeff Cesario.
Trying to schedule it, and then it fell apart. But I don't know. We'll try again. I love Jeff Cesario as well. They're both great.
Yeah, he's great. And but Jake was talking about how he always thought that he would be famous,
right?
That he would have a sitcom, and I was like, why did I never feel that doing stand-up comedy in the middle of Wisconsin or Minnesota? And he said, well, I came up with all these people who got sitcoms and they became hugely famous. So I felt like I was in line for the rocket.
Yeah.
So there was another seat for me, but I didn't get it. So he said he spent like a decade super mad about it. And now he's just like, well, calm down. So he's kind of made peace with it, which is kind of great. It was a really good talk, is what I'm saying. It made me understand why I never thought that it was going to happen. Nobody I knew ever got that shit. Like the closest was there was a woman who got meetings, and it was with Rick Messina. Rich Miller. Jimmy Miller's was her manager for a hot sec.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, it happened to Margaret Cho.
Right. And like, Robin Williams.
Right. Well, I wasn't part of his scene.
Well, that was Jake. I mean, that was Jake. Yeah.
Oh,
it was Jake.
I see. Yeah. Yeah. So that was like right on my, there's like, I don't know, 12 of us that were hitting the Holy City Zoo every night that we could.
Yep.
And, like plucked, you know? And, So you do think, like, am I next?
Right.
Hi.
Right. Right. I'm right here. Did you not also want to do this? But, you know, whatevs. Yeah.
Well, Jackie, in flight news, I guess this is a brag. I am Mosaic now on JetBlue. I have told you this before. This is meaningless to you. You're not a JetBlue flyer. But what I learned is even if I buy the shittiest seat on JetBlue, because I'm Mosaic, I can still pick the good seats without having to pay anything. If I wait, like the 24 hour, you know, like when you can check in 24 hours, if I log in instantly, which I did the last two flights, I'm seated in the first row at bulkhead. So there's no one leaning back in front of me. I got my feet on the wall,
right?
Asshole, hoping people take pics and make my feet go viral. I don't give a fuck. My legs hurt.
I have to tell you that bulkhead's not for me, but only because I like to have my toddler bag of crap to go through right at my feet, as opposed to, but because you got to put it up high if you're a bulkhead.
You do, and you have to, you do have to organize that shit ahead of time, because you can't like have, I can have the iPad on my lap, and then like I just put things slide it in on the side.
You can have a book and a phone and an iPad, and that's enough.
And it's only 10 minutes, like when it's ascending and descending. Otherwise, you can pop up and go through stuff. But I get it. But I just love having all that room.
Yeah.
And tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh, so nice.
This time, I'm going out on the red eye. I did aisle. And tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
No. Mm-hmm. All you know, I'm auditioning both incredible seats to see which one I like the best. Normally, I'm an aisle person, but if you're a bulkhead, you don't have to crawl over people to go
right,
to the
bathroom. There's enough room.
There's only two. JetBlue has these. You know, they made smaller planes. I'm guessing so. They've got three on the right side and two on the left side. So I'm window on the left side. So that means there's only an aisle. Yeah.
Right.
So,
right.
We'll see.
Well, you're living large.
I am living large. I'm also traveling. I have succumbed to the red light therapy cult, and I bought two things. One of them is for the hand. You put it on your hand.
Talk to the hand. Oh, is it because people can tell how old you are when they look at your hands?
Yes. And the other one is, this is my face one. Okay. But this one, hold on.
Please go to YouTube. Please join our Patreon. Please have a chance to get to see these things. Yes.
The mask one also has this other infrared that goes a little deeper that people use on joint pain. So I've been putting it on my knees and my shoulder, and they are actually feeling better when I swim. Now, this is just 2 weeks in, so it could be just, you know, sometimes I go in and out of pain, so I can't say it's definitive, but I will be doing it for a month every day, and just
I will
weigh in later.
Did I tell you I got suckered when I was in Vegas with Brian?
By the
Reagan?
Way, I did not get suckered. I don't know why you think that's a segue. I am not being suckered. This is scientific proof.
That's what they told me. So I got suckered into this like facial smear stuff in your face store. Did I tell you about this? How
What's
they wanted
called?
400. Oh, you're putting that on your shoulder right now?
Yeah, I'm doing it right now. Why not?
What? Why not? We have an hour. You guys,
you.
Lori is using this time to glow red.
In the dark, and, like a nuclear animal from Chernobyl. Yes.
Yes. So we stayed at the Venetian, and I was looking for breakfast one morning, and one of those salve lotion places.
Yeah.
I just asked them where there was, and I got, you know, nobody's a bigger sucker than someone looking for a sucker. And I was raised to look for a sucker. So
right.
I go in. And they're like, it'll take a second. It always takes a half an hour. And it took so long. And by the end of it, I was like, no, seriously, I want breakfast. And, so this guy, I ended up, he wanted to sell me $400 worth of face crap. Stuff that is like an exfoliant that he's like, you only need to use like a dime, the size of a dime all over your face. It rubs all the dead skin off. You end up being, you know, 10 years, whatever, a million years younger.
Right.
And the other thing is some sort of, it like freezes the wrinkles and that goes under your eyeballs.
Okay.
It's like a little, like the size of a pea. And then you use your pinky.
Right.
So, and he goes, it's $400. And I said, no. It's not happening. I just eat breakfast. He was like, $200. And I was like, here's $200. And so I gave him $200.
Jackie.
I know.
Jackie.
I was wrong. But
is
here's
there
the
even
thing.
A Reddit thread devoted to this product? And if there's not, what are you thinking?
here's what I know is that, because I told him, I said, I'm going to give you this $200. You're going to give me these two jars of whatever, and I'm never going to use any of it. It's just going to, I might as well light this money on fire, or I've just given it to you to go out and put in a slot machine. So I was like, because I said that, I was like, no, use it. So, but instead of the size of a dime and the size of a pea, just slathering it on my face. I'm like, I mean, at the very least, I'm not going to carry it around. I'm going to use it.
Right. Well, I guess you showed him by using the product that you bought from him. So good job.
That's what I'm all about. I'm all about showing people. So.
I had a bunch of sets. I've one set tonight, a Butter Boy. And I was supposed to be at the stand doing Frantic, but I asked if I could cancel because I have a 7:30 a.m. pickup. Car's getting me at 7:30 in the morning for Sherry. And
what's Sherry? That's
Shepherd
a daytime
show.
Daytime show, right? Oh, nice.
Here's the thing. I've been thinking about it a lot, you know, and working on my set a lot because I feel like, you know, a late night set has like a lot of prestige comedy media, you know, but I actually think maybe potential audience members might watch a daytime set a little bit more. She has a lot of, you know, very heavy female viewership, our age. And so I'm doing some old stuff and some new stuff, a little combo of newer things I'm working on.
How much time? Six?
Well, you know, it's weird. It kind of depends on the show. Like Mark Curry, of course, he's Mark Curry. He did eight. And then a couple other sets were a little shorter in the 5 minute thing, but they're sit downs. So
and they didn't. They it's panel.
Yeah, so you can kind of like she'll set me up, but it can get a little conversational because a lot of my topics are, you know, single mom. She's a single mom. We both have boys, almost exact same age. You know, we have like certain things where she could start riffing if she wanted to on my setups. You know. And, of course, is more than welcome to because it's her show. So we'll see. But I have a lot of chunks prepped and ready to go. And I'll just run through them if I have to. Picking out clothes, of course, nerve-wracking. I went to Nordstrom Rack yesterday and got a bunch of earrings and maybe one day I'll go the stylist route, but I'm just trying to keep it simple.
Well, let's take a break.
It's Webby season. Hi, I'm Sequoia Holmes, host of the Black People Love Paramore podcast, and we are nominated for a Webby for the episode where I interviewed Hayley Williams. In case you're unfamiliar, Black People Love Paramore is a podcast delving into the common and uncommon interests of Black people in order to help us feel more seen. We would love your vote to help us win this Webby. Please take a second, go over to the Black People Love Paramore podcast social media accounts, and you can find them at BPLP Pod across all social media platforms. Hit the link in bio and vote for Black People Love Paramore.
And let's do Comic of the Week.
Oh, yeah. So Comic of the Week is, I'm about to remember her, the way the host brought her up by accident, which is Ariel Isaac Newton, but that's not her name.
It's Ariel Isaac Norman.
Yeah. So I just worked with her at Cap City, and she's really funny and really dark, and her jokes are very precise, and sometimes she references comedy in her jokes, which is interesting. Yeah, because usually I'm like, I want people to forget I'm a comedian. So, you know, I'm going to talk about as much of my life that's in common with your life as possible. And she sort of is not doing that, which I kind of like too. And the audience liked it as well. So who's to say? Anyway,
I watched some clips. Yeah, I watched some clips and they were very funny. She had a very funny they, them bit.
Oh, yeah. She's got a lot of really funny. Her Instagram is Ellen DeGenderless. So you're going to get some very funny,
gender
funny
comedy
stuff about gender. Yeah. And everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So check her out.
It's Ellen DeGenderless and it'll be in the notes. And its surname is Ariel Isaac Norman. Yeah. So comic of the week, make it happen. Mm-hmm. All right. I have a lot of sets this week.
Yeah.
So this will come out on Wednesday, and I think I'm doing Bar Lubitz. Tomorrow, Tuesday, I'm doing Largo with Fred Armisen. And yeah. And then Wednesday is Bar Lubitz, and Friday is The Crow, and Saturday is Stories. I'm doing the Good Heroine Show. And then a week from Monday when we're recording this, but the next Monday. This will come out on Wednesday. The following Monday, we're doing Flappers.
No, we're not doing it Monday.
It's a Tuesday. We're doing it on the Tuesday.
We're doing it Tuesday, the 23rd.
There we go.
Guys, come out to that. It's a live show. Who's on our show this?
It's Helen. I booked Helen Hong.
Helen Hong from
Katie Hughes.
NPR. Katie Hughes. Hilarious. Comic of the week. She's on the rise. She will have massive TV credits soon. See her while she's cheap. Kimberly Clark and Lisa Curry.
Yeah, so Lisa Curry and Kimberly Clark, Katie Hughes, Helen Hong, you and I.
Yes. That's a hella strong show. And, you know, we always have fun. You can, if you have come to the show before, you can see Jackie and I updating our tags, expanding bits, contracting them, etc.
Right. I have the new bit about... not making the flight. That's coming together. Ooh. I did it once. And then yesterday, you know, it's always two things I like about stand-up comedy sometimes the most is when I write a new dick joke, because I don't write that many.
Right.
And when I write a new joke that isn't super personal. Right. Like when I write something that's just kind of, you know, like when I wrote the DiGiorno joke, yeah. That was like, it felt like everyone was available for all people. And I have written another such joke. Feel free to come on Monday and hear about it. It's about me going to the eye doctor, you guys. That's right. You've been to the eye doctor. So am I. I'm going.
Tuesday, not Monday.
Fuck. It's Tuesday, the 23rd. You're right. And yeah. So, but I'm looking forward to the fact that I have a lot of sets this week. And yeah, I have two giant flies in this room because it's gorgeous outside. I just went and slept in the sun out next to my vegetable garden. And the dogs came over and licked my face. And I was like, all right, I guess I'll get up.
Sunscreen?
No, but I did put my sweatshirt over my head.
You just spent $200 on creams and you didn't put on $5 sunscreen? That's the thing that's killing skin.
Right. Look at these wrinkles. Huh?
Oh, I got something else for that too. They're called. I'm telling you that looking at close-ups from after midnight sent me into a skincare tailspin. Sorry. yeah. So I got these derma lifts that you kind of put on your teeth for 15 minutes a day, and they supposedly reduce those wrinkles. Again,
wrinkles? Yeah.
Upper and bottom, yeah.
Okay.
Before and after. We'll do the after in like a month, and I'll see what's what, if they were worth it. They weren't that expensive, and we'll see.
Okay.
The people that love them swear by them. Yeah, so the week, the 24th through the 27th, which is the day after our Jackie and Lori show, I'll be in San Francisco.
Because you picked up that weekend at the Punchline, right?
Correct. Yeah. So I don't have not had a lot of time to promote, and I hope Molly doesn't hold it against me if I don't sell out, but I would love to do pretty well considering I'm taking a John Doerr week. So yeah. I don't know that we have a ton of crossover fans. Like, I feel like some Maria people carried over to see me when I filmed for her. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure about Doerr, but, you know, hopefully people will still come. And then,
well, you know what you should do is ask John Doerr to repost it.
Yeah, I can do that.
I mean, I don't know if you know him well enough for that, but
I kind of know him. I guess so.
Yeah.
I'm getting there really early on Wednesday because I'm doing a local KRON. They have an afternoon show.
Okay.
So I'm doing that. I'm going to be
San Francisco Radio?
No, it's a TV show. It's like their afternoon, you know, it's their local Channel 4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I have to look good.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have to I don't know where to put my luggage. I'm getting in like around 9 or 10. And then maybe I can go to the hotel and just leave it there. I'm not really sure. I got to ask them.
You
can. I got to figure that out.
No, you can always leave your luggage at the front desk. Store it. They store it till you check in.
Okay.
I'm doing San Francisco. I would like to do that. So please tell me how you got to do that. Because I'm doing it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And which is a very Maria Bamford kind of thing to do, because that means that only people who like me and know who the fuck I am will come out to see those San Francisco Punchline shows Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or serious comedy fans, right?
Correct.
Because they're not just normal, what do you want to do? You want to go see comedy? Which, you know, I will do comedy for those people any day of the week. Mm-hmm. But mostly on Fridays and Saturdays, because that's when they come out, Lori. Jesus. Anyway, so, I got to try to fill. And my Seattle weekend, the 3rd and 4th, I desperately want to sell that room out, please. So if you are in the Seattle
area. May 3rd and 4th?
May 3rd and 4th, Tacoma, Seattle.
Yeah.
I don't care if you have to drive from Spokane. How about
Bellingham?
Vancouver? Bellingham, Bend, yeah. Oregon, whatever.
No, Jackie.
Just Jackie. Come on in. It's, you know, Carmen's doing this show.
Jackie,
this
go
run.
To Bend. Don't make the Bend people drive to Seattle for the show. For fuck's sake.
Speaking of Bend, because we did Bend and Eugene that one time. Yeah, that was fun. And Carmen Morales is on a run right now. that mm-hmm. ends, I think, in San Jose, but mm-hmm. it's one of those weed shows where you do your set.
Right.
You get high, but it's a tour. They were in Minneapolis. They were in Seattle. They're in Portland. They're in San Jose. It's
Jackie. I love that stand-up comedy is branching out so and getting so niche. Like, I love it. I think it's great. I was at the Broadway and I got there early last night and with all my earrings from Nordstrom Rack. And they had filled the 6 o'clock show was almost completely full with a Spanish speaking stand-up show.
Okay.
So it's kind of, it's really wild how popular stand-up has become. It's kind of bleeding into all these different other areas. I saw Josh Gondelman say he just was going to do a 4:30 show at a Helium in Philly. You know, it's
right.
Like,
that's not his fault. That's Grossman. But yes, I'll do it. Yeah, I'll do a 4:30 show at Helium.
Maybe that's. Maybe we'll be getting people that want to do a 4:30 show. Like it's so ingrained in us that it's Friday, Saturday, 9 and 11. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to get that out of your head and to go, well,
I've done a 5 o'clock show, I've always enjoyed it. And it's been a lot of there are a lot of my fans who would like to go out to dinner. Yeah. They'd like to go to dinner and then go to bed. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I love it.
A market for a masked show where we would tell you that the servers are going to be masked. There's going to be air purifiers. The comic won't be.
You will. You would. Yeah. You would. You would. For the immune compromised. Are you kidding me? That's exactly. You should definitely book that, Lori.
Or the insane like myself. But for people that are really worried about that stuff, if we, you know, everyone's going to be wearing an N95, if these people, you can't say they'll be wearing surgical masks because we all know that that's bullshit. Like, we'll all be in for N95s. There'll be air purifiers, 4 p.m. show. I don't know. Is there something there that might be, you know?
Do it. You'll sell that out. That might be your niche.
I don't know how to get it. I wouldn't even know how to market it, but it would be something, right?
Well, I spent the week grinding it out. So, because of my calendar, like I'm trying to figure out who's booking these city wineries. Because like everybody's doing them. Brian Posehn, Roger Bolt doing them. Mike Kaplan, everybody who is me, but a 50-year-old man. is doing them. I was thinking, you know, if I were a dude and I weighed this, I would totally have a beard. Anyway, so
you would have a beard and you'd be shirtless and you'd be filling stadiums.
I'd be showing this rack off, you guys. It'd be the same rack.
Yes, I like it. let's not go down the if I was a dude
I want to cease and desist at the beard. I was thinking for if there's a deal, one of the sticker level for Patreon, you get a sticker every month for something we've said, and I kind of want to do poker chips that say if I played golf, I'd be booked already, because a lot of people use poker chips to mark where their ball was.
Use
the challenge coin I sell. Hello.
Okay.
Is also something that they sometimes use for that too. So,
okay.
But I have not seen a deal on poker chips. So I don't know.
How much, where are we at, by the way?
We're at 43 minutes. So we got another 15. Do you want to take another quick break right now?
Hi, I'm Travis McElroy.
And I'm Teresa McElroy.
And we're the host of Schmanners.
We don't believe that etiquette should be used to judge other people.
No, on Schmanners, we see etiquette as a way to navigate social situations with confidence.
So if that sounds like something you're into,
join us every Friday on Maximum Fun, wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back, you guys.
We are back.
So... yeah, so I'm doing is I'm sending avails out on Sundays again, Lori. Just booking. I'm trying to relearn how to book myself.
Because
I was sort of booking myself, but I was sort of my Maria's agent was booking me. And mm-hmm. so he's got some stuff, but he doesn't, you know, he's not filling my calendar. Cause I think he's got a couple of YouTube's folks that are taking up all of his time.
Right.
And so I got to grind it out, you know,
despite stand-up comedy being so popular, it's fucking hard to be, it's hard. It's still hard. I don't know what to say.
Talk about something else. I'm just saying I'm good. It's the thing is, it's a learned skill. So I'm relearning how to do it. And I got, I did get some work because of it. Like I picked up Dr. Grins in December.
Oh, that's cool.
And I think I have DC Loft, but not till February. And that's a tentative so far. So, I'm working on it.
Is everyone booking that far out? Fuck.
Maybe. And so I just got to, but I have to fill, you know, essentially I'm sending my avails that I'm sending. I'm like, these are, I don't know how far you're booking out, but these are the avails I've got till the end of the year. If you got something, mm-hmm. otherwise just talk to me about first quarter. I get it. And then, so we'll give it a shot. In June, I'm doing a crazy ass run around Wisconsin, Hayward.
Yeah.
Hayward, Wisconsin, which is up by Superior, I think, in mm-hmm. Duluth. Mm-hmm. And then down to, I think the next one is Eau Claire, but two or three days later. And then I'm doing Madison. And then I'm looking into picking up some extra sets. But I'm mostly going because I'm going to go visit my family. And mm-hmm. And that'll be fun. But I have to, I think, Darla said I could borrow her car. But I'm like, borrow her car for like 8 days? That feels like a long time to borrow somebody's car.
Does she just have one car?
No, they have three cars, but Jackie, her daughter just turned 17.
Jackie, please. Take it.
Well, yeah, it'll save me like $1,000 or something.
It does feel like comedy clubs are going to be running, you know, like 15 hours a day now. Like, you know, I mean, if they can start finding audiences that can, let's say you've got a regular 8 and 10:30 headliner, but you can start finding audience, you know, crowds that come out for a 4 or a 6, you can have 2 headliners every weekend if they're filling the room.
Yep. Yeah.
Jeez. It's,
yeah.
I don't know, you know, it's so weird.
It's weird, but I like the idea of trying to book. There's like Bronner just did a church that's now a comedy club in the South. There's a bunch of stuff in the South that I'd be willing to do, though.
Totally.
But he said that all he said was something not even that. Like he said something about how having a kid made his wife less conservative and they tightened up on him.
Oh God!
Oh, no. hit and miss. Don't know what to say. But the other thing I might do is I might just tell people I'm semi-retired, because then I'll just take the gigs I'm taking and pretend that I didn't want the other gigs. How about that?
Well, I mean, you don't want to work 52 weeks a year on the road, obviously. You know, you probably want to work about half that, right? Because you have a relationship and a life and stuff.
Well, I've always worked about 40 or 42 when it comes to tax time.
Right.
Yeah. Did you do your taxes? I of course did an extension.
Yes, an extension. I have a new accountant. I was with my old accountant for a long time through the rise of my career. And then he kept charging me the same amount, even though I was no longer working at Conan and my income went down, but by like 80%. And then he said, do you want to dissolve your corporation? Which to me felt like, do you want to quit and kill yourself? So I was like, oh, I don't think we should work together anymore. If you think I've devolved so much that I'm not even worth having to have corporation. Goodbye. Wow. So it's just a different time in my career, but I just feel like things are morphing in a different way and I don't know yet. But you know, whatever.
Yeah. So yeah, it's true. It's things change. And that's what this podcast has sort of turned into, is how we're dealing with that.
And I guess it has. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In a year and a half or so, my son will be full 18-year-old high school graduate. Now, it doesn't mean he won't need me anymore or want to be near me, but then it's like, well, am I going to keep, I don't know, what do I do?
Right.
I can't do anything at that point, but also I'm not going to, do anything drastic because I don't think he's going to do anything drastic. I don't know. It's weird. Yeah. You just don't know how much you're needed in the mother role. And
you can't know.
But I'm just used to being like, all right, well, I'm here and this is where I am trapped right now. There's a chain around my ankle. I am under house arrest and soon I will be,
unleashed.
I won't be shocked by a collar if I leave the area.
Right.
And it'll be weird.
Yeah. It'll be something. It's, yeah, I feel relatively leashed as well.
Yeah.
But all my mind is doing is just spinning about opportunities, just trying to figure out what I should be asking people for, if anyone's even willing to tell me, like who books Sherry Shepherd, who books The Talk, who books...
The Talk is about to be canceled. Did you hear that? It's going down. Well, here's the thing. It's weird because Jackie had a great set. Jackie Fabulous did a set on the Talk, and she did the first comedy set on the day they announced it was being canceled. Don't know how long it goes till. I thought I read December, but that seems like a long time out from an announcement. But just so you know. But get on it before they go down. That would be cool.
Well, everything. Byron Allen has another weird show.
Really?
He's got some other weird game show that Harlan Ellison? No. Kyle would laugh at that.
Harlan Williams.
Harlan Williams. And I'm just thinking, like looking at my schedule the last couple of years, this time of year, trying to figure out who owes me a week, Laurie. Who owes me a week? And give it a shot.
By the way, they never feel like they owe you a week.
They owe me nothing. They owe me nothing, and I should rot in hell. God knows what they think. But I don't care. I mean, and there's part of me that also thinks if I don't find any work, I guess I work on sort of a solo show, and I work on the things I've been talking about, which is that European run and the Australian run.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if I work on those two, that'll get me on the road too. Though I don't know what the money will look like. Yeah.
I was just Googling, can I bring a pit bull to Germany? And it's gonna be tough. I wouldn't know what to do with Charmy if I moved to Europe. Yeah, for like a year. And my son went, I don't know, he might stay. It's just so weird. I just don't know. I wish I'd gotten
But you did check because you were gonna.
I wish I'd gotten a sickly dog instead that was gonna last 5 years when I got her in 2020. I'm like, wait, she's four and she's in perfect health? What the fuck?
Yep.
But whatever, we'll figure it out, figure something out.
Yep. Anyway, we got about 8 more minutes and,
I had spots this weekend. I was at, both the New York comedy clubs. They also they took over the Stand Up New York location.
Oh,
did
wow.
You ever work Stand Up New York?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was taken out. I worked it when Carrie Hoff, the New York Comedy Club people.
Oh, good.
Okay, so it had gone into, it had some problems, money problems, bought by somebody, and, so it went down, and those people pivoted to a location in Times Square. And then I was just like, oh, that's such a, Stand Up New York, such a great location. And New York Comedy Club bought it. So now this is their third club in the city, and they're going to renovate it. And it has, it's such a great room. You know,
I get them all mixed up there. Yeah. That's the one up on like 76th.
78th and Broadway. 78th and Broadway.
Okay. Yeah.
Here's the genius of Al Martin, who, you know, he passed away a couple months ago, maybe like 2 months ago. So Al Martin passed away, right? And he, when he got his first club, he just called it New York Comedy Club, so that when tourists would Google comedy club in New York City, his would pop up first.
Oh, that's great.
Over Caroline's, etc. And so that's how he started his empire. So New York Comedy Club still has, even though new owners have it, they still kept the name.
Stand Up New York bought it, right?
No, New York Comedy Club bought Stand Up New York.
Oh, there we go. Okay, yeah. So the fact that they both had New York in their names always confused me.
Correct.
And promises to continue to confuse me. So
it's meant to, so that you as a tourist just show up. Anyway.
Right.
So that's cool. Anyway, so I had shows at the Broadway, which is, again, Al Martin got another club, and he just called it Broadway Comedy Club. So right. If you're in Manhattan, and you're in Times Square, and I want to go to a comedy club on Broadway. Guess what's popping up? A club on 53rd.
Yep.
So not on Broadway. And they fill it all the time.
Yeah.
So I had so many sets there that my lips were numb. And I was babbling at some point because I'd also taken a couple jokes that I felt that were new and I felt were done. Then I'd like taken them apart and made them worse.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Like, what the fuck did I do? And so then I was trying to fix them and go back to their original intention or whatever. And so it just felt like an engine had been taken apart and you didn't know how to make the car work again.
Oh,
so
wow.
There's a lot of that this weekend.
How many sets did you do that would make your lips go numb?
Well, I did like 3 sets in an hour.
Oh, God.
And it's more like just restarting and doing, you know, doing a new hello and all that kind of stuff. Obviously, you can do an hour of material, no big deal. But
right.
But it's more like they're quicker. It's, you know, 15 minutes, chop.
And the energy is just
very different.
It's a very different to do 3 15-minute sets in an hour is crazy.
Yeah.
That's good for you. Yeah.
Yeah, because you go up, down. Anyway, that was I'm going to Butterboy tonight, and I guess I'll be doing more of my newer stuff there. There's a couple older bits that I'm doing tomorrow on Sherry. I'm like, should I do those at Butterboy? It's only 10 minutes, and Butterboy's like this really hip sort of thing. And I'm like, I got those. They're in my comedy DNA. I've gone over them like 70 times this afternoon, so I think I'm good. Mm-hmm. But
that's great. Mm-hmm. I think that sounds cool. I don't know. We're a couple of minutes short, but I don't really, I mean, I just have more work coming up. I'm just going on the road. I'm looking for work and I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. It's, I might see what's going on. Here's what I've made notes of during the show. Do we want to recap that?
Yes.
City Wineries, The Talk.
Yes.
Sherry Shepherd, a San Francisco TV show called Korn, K-O-R-N.
No, it's just the K-R-O-N or the call letters, for God's sakes. Korn. And it's not a...
I wanted to be the band Korn. It's K-Ron. Okay.
Yeah.
So, the poker chips... me thinking about, because I'm doing San Francisco the, I think, 16, 17, 18 of July, your birthday.
Oh, and that's then, July.
You
got plenty of time, Jackie.
Right, but then the 19th, I go to Portland, where I'm doing the Siren Theater in Portland. So July 19th, going to do at least one show. If it sells out, I would do 2. That's all I'm saying. And then I might actually look into doing Bend or Eugene or wherever that... pizza place was. Remember World Pies?
Oh yeah, that was
the pizza
fun.
Place. I can't remember if it was in Bend or Eugene, but I want to find out who booked that and if they'd be willing to produce me again. And that made me think, well, I wonder the last I did that the new club in San Diego about a year ago. I would like to do that again.
Oh, mic drop, yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, gang, I'm in San Francisco, 24th through the 27th. May 18th, I'm headlining the Floodwater Comedy Festival in Iowa City. Just got tickets for that, plane tickets. I will be at the upcoming at Burlington Vermont Comedy Club in Burlington, the very beginning of June. The following week, like June 5th or 6th, I'll be at Helium in Portland. Helium is, you know, again, I would love to be able to work all their clubs, and I feel like this is a test to see how I can, you know, fill a Wednesday night. So if you are in Portland, please buy tickets early to the show. It'll be a good show. I just would love to come back, and it would be great if Jackie and Lori fans kind of, you know, filled it up. Bring a friend, bring someone you think might like me, you know. And I'll be in Dayton, Ohio at the Funny Bone in May. So, you know, check my calendar at LoriKilmartin.com.
Right. Nice work. All right. I'm just going to write down Funny Bone. Is that something? Omaha? I did that a couple of years ago.
Are you asking me about individual gigs now?
No, just writing down a list of literally all I'm thinking about right now is grinding shit out.
Right.
So, Jackie and Lori fans, you got to see the inside of my brain as I slightly panic, but then also regroup.
Maximum Fun, a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.